Welcome to the ACCA Student Accountant podcast series. First, here's a message from our sponsor. Studying ACCA with Kaplan opens doors to a bright new future. Study in the way you want, when you want, with Kaplan on demand to achieve pass rates higher than the global average. Visit kaplan.co.uk/podcast and get your 5-day free trial today.
So hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Student Accountant interview series for ACCA. And today my special guest is Cecilia Tandy, who is a finance analyst at Legal & General. Hello, Cecilia.
Hello, Annalie.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And how are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm feeling much better and getting ready for the lockdown in Wales.
Right. So you're in Wales?
I'm in Wales, yes.
Whereabouts?
In Cardiff.
Oh, lovely. But you've got a full-on lockdown there, have you now?
From Friday, yes. It's a firebreaker for 2 weeks.
Wow, yes. This is very strange times, but great that we can come together over Zoom, like the rest of the world is doing. So, I wanted to talk to you because you've got a very interesting and inspiring story on your ACCA journey. So I was wondering if you could start by telling us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up? Where have you come from?
I was born in Harare, Zimbabwe, and that's where I lived until I completed my advanced level education. That's where I also did my GCSEs. And I relocated to the UK in 2011. Mm-hmm. When I came to the UK, I came to study for an accounting and finance degree, which I passed with a first class degree. And since graduation, I've been working at Legal & General.
Great. So what made you first get interested in finance? Was that while you were still at school?
Yes, I've always wanted to study in accounting and finance. It was just in the family, and a family friend who is qualified also recommended that I study accounting. Because of the opportunities that it brings. It's also internationally recognized. So I know I'm in the UK, but I suppose I move back to Africa, it would still feel the same. You would still, if you meet an ACCA member, it's the same. The standards are still the same, whether they've qualified in Europe or in Africa. So that was the main drive for me. A family friend recommended, and also the fact that it's internationally recognized.
And what made you want to study in the UK then, rather than to stay in Zimbabwe?
It was because of the resources, and the UK is one of the best for universities. I think recently it came up on the logs that Oxford University is the best in the world. So I wanted to be in a country whereby I could mix and mingle with students who are in the top 3 universities in the world. And naturally, UK universities are one of the best in the world. So I wanted to study in a country, in such a country.
And had you'd heard about ACCA before, or did you decide to do ACCA once you were already here?
I had heard about ACCA when I was in Africa. As I said, there's a family friend who had already started for the qualification, and they recommended it. So I always had an idea of it and how highly reputable it is.
Right. So you studied finance first at university. Where did you study? Which university?
I studied at University of Wales. University of South Wales. It's now called Cardiff Metropolitan, but my certificate mentions that it's University of South Wales Institute.
Okay. So you must have liked it a lot in Cardiff, because you've obviously stayed.
Yes, my sister had previously been here. She studied nursing and then she did her law degree at Cardiff University. So I already had family here. So that was easy to come and settle in Cardiff, because my dad was already staying here with my brother.
Oh, right. Okay. So you've got some family there.
Yes, that was another driving factor.
And what sort of challenges have you found on your journey so far in terms of studying and working?
The main challenges that I've faced have been my health. I've suffered from depression previously in 2017 and recently as well. So that has been, but I stood up and I've progressed with my career. This week I'm waiting for 2 interview results. I had an interview last week on Friday, and I had another interview yesterday morning. So I'm hoping to get a promotion in work.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I hope that goes well for you.
It's good because this is down to the ACCA. If not for the ACCA, I wouldn't have been where I am. Because people look at your CV and they see you're studying ACCA and everybody's like, wow, this person will one day be internationally recognized and have high standards. So I still thank ACCA for the interviews because I've mentioned them on my CV.
I'm sorry to hear about your depression. I think it's more and increasingly common in today's world when we live in a very stressful society, and then obviously the current situation is very difficult for a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of our students will relate to your challenges, and I'm just wondering, you know, what's helped you to get through that?
To me, I mean, everyone is different, but the key to success for me has been resilience and hard work. I also persevere a lot, and it's down to God. I'm a Christian as well. I pray.
Okay.
Personal determination is good. My dad has also been my cheerleader and mentor, so he's always there. So that's what I can say has driven me to be where I am. And just the fact of wanting to finish my studies as well, that has helped me a lot, because I always think up until I'm qualified, I also want to be part of the 200,000 members. So that's the fact that I'm studying ACCA has also helped me.
Sure. So like having a goal is really helpful to motivate you, and also having family or having somebody that you can kind of rely on.
Yes.
So whereabouts are you in your ACCA exams now? Have you qualified already, or you still have exams to do?
I still have exams to do. So I'm part qualified and I've got 4 exams left. I know yesterday was results day. It feels strange when it's results day and you don't get results, but obviously, as I mentioned before, been impacted by COVID, some exams are cancelled, so I decided to register for December. So in December, I'll be sitting my next exam, hopefully pass that. I then plan to sit 2 exams in March and 1 in June. So the plan is that next Christmas 2021, I'll be an ACCA member.
And you've been studying alongside your work at Legal & General, haven't you?
Yes.
And have you found that? What's your method of study?
It's quite challenging. I tend to study more before work. I'm a morning person. You need to be good with your time. You need good time management when you're studying, because these exams, these are professional exams. This is no longer a university degree. These are professional exams and you need to work. I remember one lecturer of mine mentioned that you need to really work. If you don't feel that you're working, I'll be surprised. And that's true. It's you with ACCA really work, but they always say to be worth it in the end. So it's really been challenging trying to balance work and study. But whilst I was in university, I had 5 jobs. So I think that experience has also helped me to be where I am today.
And do you study with a tuition provider, or are you self-studying?
I've previously done a bit of both. So I've studied, I've used a tuition provider, I've used Kaplan, I've used University of South Wales, and I've also self-studied. So I used a bit of both. And recently I found some private tutors. So I think I'll be using those for my remaining papers.
And now, because of COVID, are you working from home, or do you still have to go into an office?
Good question, Annalie. I've been working from home and it feels like forever. My firm has already said for the rest of this year they have no plans of reopening the office. So there are some people who are working from the office, but very few. The majority of my team are working from home. I remember at one point my manager even mentioned if I wanted to work in the office, I'll be the only one in my team. So yes, I've been working from home.
And how do you find that? Do you like that? Or, you know, we were talking before about mental health. I know a lot of people find it really difficult to be at home, but if you're not alone, maybe it can actually be nice to work from home sometimes.
It's okay. I would appreciate, obviously, a saving on traveling costs and you're close to family. You know, just the saving bit from an accountant perspective. But generally, I miss the laughter and the cheer, you know, the office buzz, which has always been there. So it's been a new lifestyle to readjust to, but it's working and it's worked, and I look forward to the future.
And speaking of the future, what are your long-term ambitions? I mean, it's obviously hard to have plans at the moment, but assuming that we pull through this strange time, how do you want your career to progress, ideally?
Eventually, I'd want to work my way through up to senior management. I hope to be a finance business partner one day, and or even become a finance director and chief financial officer. I've started in a big firm. It would be lovely to stay there, but I'll be open to all opportunities. We've got different offices. We've got an office in Ireland, and we've got an office in offices in the UK, in Hove, here in Cardiff and in Birmingham. So it would be good to try out working in different offices because they're different finance teams doing different things.
What's your role involve at the moment? What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
My current role is primarily based on reconciliations and daily funding calculation. I also respond to client challenges and coach and train fellow members. So I work for the CAS team. If you've heard of client money, that's what I do. It's a branch of finance. It's called client money. So we look after the client money of the organization. We look after client money and also look after corporate money. So there should be a clear differentiation between client money and corporate money. So I work on the client money side.
Okay. And do you enjoy that?
Yes, I do enjoy. I do enjoy working in the money and team.
And how do you find that the ACCA qualification prepared you for that particular work, or were there any papers in particular that you enjoyed? Or
not really, because I got this job role and then started studying. One of the main reasons why I've actually stayed put is because I wanted to complete a few more papers before I started applying for new job roles. But then after COVID, you know, COVID has just changed, just turned people's lives upside down. I just realized, why not now? Why not give it a change? You know, I mean, I'm part qualified, so I could start looking at interviews and getting into a more senior role. And then also together with that, complete my studies. But when I started, I wasn't studying. I only started studying because of the job.
So what has COVID changed? I'm really curious now, in the profession, in your view, other than the fact that obviously we're all working from home and so on, what other changes do you see happening because of this?
Automation of processes. I think eventually few accountants and few people will be needed because everything is going online. So, you know, where by used to have a lot of paper to sign, it's now all being done online. It's, you know, there's now very little manual work. So automation of processes will eventually lead to less humans needed to do the work in the world of finance.
And do you think that means the work that you as an accountant do will change?
Yes. I think the future will be different, but I just don't know to what degree. But it will be different. But the good things with ACCA, there'll always be work, because every organization needs an accountant. A small business right now, small businesses who are struggling financially, they'll need an accountant to do their finances, and they'll need an accountant to even help them plan for the future. The ACCA has got papers such as financial management and performance management that will help you in the forecasting. So you have those forecasting skills that a normal human being might not have, but the ACCA, whilst you did your studies, they would have helped you. There's also the PER, so the practical experience requirement, which you're supposed to meet. That is really thorough as well. So that will ensure that you're a full ACCA member who has learnt a lot and who's all round in all aspects.
Okay, and how are you doing with your PER?
My PER, I'm doing really well, actually. I've met most of the essential elements. I just need to now polish up the technical elements, which is why I've been attending interviews recently to try and move into a more senior role, which will help me to easily tick off the technical elements. I could say if I got a senior role, that wouldn't take me more than a year to gain the remaining practical experience requirements.
And tell me a bit about your life outside of work. What else do you do? What kind of things are you passionate about?
That's good. Outside of work, I participate in so many societies. In my workplace, I've joined the netball group. I also joined the accountancy community. I've formed an accountancy community with people that I've went to school with who have studied the same degree, just for networking purposes. So I network a lot. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm always looking out for new opportunities, and yes, and I love volunteering. So I've submitted my CV to be a trustee for one of the schools in Cardiff. So that's one thing that will be coming up as well that I'm looking forward to.
Okay. So what other kind of volunteering do you do?
I've previously volunteered at a charity shop, 10 of us cancer charity shop. and they offer charity services to those affected by cancer. I'm passionate about volunteering.
Brilliant. So any other advice that you have for other students studying ACCA and the challenges that they might be facing right now?
Yes, I just want to say how with hard work and perseverance, you make it. I remember when I first started ACCA, my first exam, I got 49% and you need 50% to pass. So I failed by one mark and that was just the beginning. And I was thinking, is this right for me? It is hard work. It is challenging, especially when you're working full time or when you have other things to do outside of work. But you need to strike a balance, and it's a sacrifice at the end of the day. If you think of the reason why you started every time, then you always have a reason why you should complete the studies. So hang in there. We are together. I'm part qualified. I've fallen, but I've picked up myself, and I look forward to being an ACCA member, not in the too distant future.
Well, we look forward to having you as an ACCA member. You've got a wonderful energy, very vibrant. You've obviously got a lot to offer the world. So I wish you the best of luck in your career.
Thank you very much, Anna Lee, and thank you very much for interviewing me. I love ACCA. Oh,
thanks for coming on the podcast.
Okay, thank you.